This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Over a million Palestinians crammed in the southern city of Rafah are bracing for further assault as Israel orders them to move ever further south towards the Egyptian border during its war with Hamas. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Israeli forces are gearing up for a ground assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah and have ordered Palestinian residents there to move ever further south. The United Nations is warning Israel against a mass displacement of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah. Arab nations, especially neighbors Egypt and Jordan, strongly oppose any Israeli attempt to push Palestinians over the border. Egypt says it will not allow such movement onto its territory. Israel has dismissed all suggestions that mass displacement is on its agenda. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has ordered the military to develop a plan to evacuate the population of Rafah.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. A Russian drone strike has killed several people in Ukraine's second largest city. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Firefighters in Kharkiv worked tirelessly to control a massive fire after a Russian drone strike hit civilian infrastructure. The blaze burnt down 15 private houses, according to Kharkiv's regional governor. Kharkiv's mayor, Ihor Terekhov, posted a defiant video on his Telegram channel in which he said, "The Russian aggressor is destroying our hero city, Kharkiv, but we will overcome this. We will win." Ukraine's Air Force said air defense systems destroyed 23 out of 31 Iranian Shahed drones launched by Russia overnight. I'm Karen Shamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, VOA.